Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second, the second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third, the left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth, the catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Harvey Keene. Batting second, the second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting third, the right fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting fourth, the catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Vic Power. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Wynn Hawkins. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wynn Hawkins. And now, play ball. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hawkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to second. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wertz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene takes first base on ball four. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte strikes out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keene. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Keene steals second. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Malzone. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Malzone steals second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malzone moves to third. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive towards the mound. Hawkins can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Malzone scores. Nixon moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keene fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Geiger moves to second. Two outs. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first, with Hawkins covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wynn Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. Keogh hits a line drive into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Geiger strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button takes first base on ball 4. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Button moves to third. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tasby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a line drive towards short. Button reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held strikes out. Two outs. Wynn Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hawkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Geiger hits a ball on the ground for an out. Malzone moves to second. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Button is walked intentionally. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to second. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-2 in the game. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to third. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Romano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tasbai takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tasbai moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Luke Linton pinch runs for Ted Williams. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards second. Aspromontini scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Geiger now playing left field. Luke Linton now playing right field. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Tasbai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Geiger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Woody Held. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for Chuck Tanner. Bob Hale pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards second. Runnels throws to second for one, and Button throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hale moves to second. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Locke now pitching. George Strickland now playing shortstop. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locke fields it and throws to first for the out. Tasby moves to second. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Runnels now playing first base. Pumpsy Green now playing second base. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-3 in the game. Keough is called out on strikes. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.